Welcome back. Trauma is an experience that we all have, and it is simply unavoidable. We have joining us this morning Dr. Deborah Korn, who, along with Michael Baldwin, have written a book. It's titled Every Memory Deserves Respect. Dr. Korn, good morning, and welcome to WVON. How are you today?
Good morning, Rufus. It's a pleasure to be with you. I'm doing well.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you, and thank you for your flexibility this morning. The governor, his timing was such that we just had to make an adjustment, so thank you for
No problem at all.
Let's talk about your book and talk about what you've done there. Talk to us about Every Memory Deserves Respect.
Sure. Well, our book is a book about trauma and recovery and about a particular therapy called EMDR. And first, the name of the book, Every Memory Deserves Respect, stands for EMDR, eye movement, desensitization, and reprocessing. It's a way to help people remember the name of this effective psychotherapy that we're writing about. And the book is written in two voices. It's the voice of a trauma expert, an EMDR expert, that's me, and the voice of a trauma survivor, an EMDR client, that's Michael Baldwin. And Michael Baldwin, my co-author, talks about his own trauma history, his childhood trauma history. He talks about his symptoms and struggles, the experience he had in therapy. He had seen 8 different therapists over 22 years with almost no relief from his symptoms. He never even recognized that the symptoms that he was having in his present-day life were related to childhood traumatic experiences. In the book, he describes the process of transformation that allowed him basically to reclaim his life. And I provide an overview of trauma. I talk about post-traumatic symptoms. I talk about the process of recovery. And I explain the nuts and bolts of this psychotherapy, of EMDR therapy. I also really try to convey the wonder of this therapy approach, the profound nature of the transformations that I get to witness as an EMDR therapist. I've been doing this therapy for about 30 years now. And every chapter in the book begins with some description, some narrative from Michael, and I follow it with kind of the didactic part, explaining the psychology of it all. Lots of examples from my own practice, and probably the most unique feature in the book is that it contains 60 billboards, what we call billboards, which are these 2-page spreads with a color photograph on one side and some brief text on the other. So the billboards are meant to bring the major concepts of the book to life, to make it very accessible, user-friendly for people.
So eye movement, desensitization, and reprocessing, EMDR.
Yes.
Help us understand exactly what that is. How does that
work? Yes, sure. So first of all, let's start with the letters, the acronym. EMDR stands for Eye Movement Desensitization and Reprocessing. It's a mouthful, as you just found out. It's an earful.
Yes.
Desensitization refers to the reduction of distress, the reduction of fear, the reduction of anxiety. Reprocessing refers to the reevaluation or the restructuring of thoughts and beliefs and the transformation of one's sense of self relative to past traumatic experiences. It's about moving people from the past into the present, moving the past into the past, helping really people to separate from their past traumatic experiences. And then there's the eye movement part. Now, Francine Shapiro, the developer of this psychotherapy, the developer of EMDR, accidentally discovered back in the late 80s that purposely moving your eyes horizontally back and forth while focusing on a traumatic memory, imaginally, leads to a reduction in the vividness and the emotional intensity of the memory. She developed an effective protocol for treating post-traumatic stress disorder and trauma-related problems using this bilateral stimulation or this back-and-forth eye movement. And she published her first research study on this approach in 1989. She worked with rape survivors, and Vietnam combat veterans. So hence the name iMovement, Desensitization and Reprocessing. Now, EMDR is a memory-focused psychotherapy that helps people deal with the impact and the legacy of trauma and adverse experiences in their lives. It's based on the idea that psychological problems are related to a failure to adequately process, adequately metabolize traumatic experiences or memories. So basically, unprocessed traumatic memories, frozen or locked in our nervous system, continue to affect how we perceive things, decisions we make, reactions we have, the beliefs we hold about ourselves and others. Present day triggers activate these unprocessed traumatic memories, leading to symptoms that cause ongoing distress. When I'm talking about memories that are locked or frozen in the nervous system, I'm not just talking about images or thoughts, but I'm talking about sensations that were part of that original experience. I'm talking about the emotions that were part of that original experience, and the images and the beliefs and the thoughts. All of this can get reactivated when you're exposed to a situation that somehow consciously or unconsciously reminds you of earlier traumatic life experiences. And in EMDR therapy, we help our clients access and activate their unprocessed traumatic memories with a set of very focused questions. And then we work to jumpstart the brain's information processing system using this bilateral stimulation, this back and forth stimulation. And with EMDR processing, a client's distress eventually decreases as when they're thinking about their earlier trauma, and relevant adaptive bits of information located in other parts of the brain, helpful present-day perspectives get integrated. So they move to a belief that it's over. It's actually over. I'm safe now. I was only a kid doing the best that I could. It wasn't actually my fault. I'm in control now. I have choices. They moved spontaneously in the course of this therapy, in the course of these processing sessions, to more adaptive thinking, more helpful thinking, and they move the past into the past. So there are shifts in thoughts, in feelings, in behaviors, in physical sensations. Healing involves spontaneous movement toward more positive thinking and more manageable feelings, and a significant reduction in the level of disturbance that people carry with them in their bodies.
So you're saying don't repress the traumatic memory, but there's a way in which to keep it and deal with it and put it behind you by doing eye movement, desensitization, and reprocessing.
Yes, in doing EMDR, yes. Rather than suppressing, repressing, putting it away into a compartment, denying, we are saying, come, engage with us. We will help you to bring it into the foreground and to heal it, to process it, to resolve it, so you can put it away in a different form, not in a charged, activated form, but in a form that is without the charge, that has new insights, new perspectives, and it, you can put it on the shelf. You can move it more fully into the past, so you can live more fully in the present and move into the future.
Every memory deserves respect. It's by Michael Baldwin and Dr. Deborah Korn. It's available wherever you get your books. This one we really need to get, because we're all dealing with some kind of trauma. And there's a way to work through it. We'll continue this conversation with Dr. Korn right after this break. Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Deborah Korn. Every memory deserves respect. Eye movement, desensitization, and reprocessing. Dr. Korn, when we think about the issue of public safety, we think about violence in the community, we think about what happened in this pandemic and all the loss that was suffered there. Talk about how this process and how we can use it to help us deal with the trauma that's affecting all of us in those ways.
Absolutely. Well, we have been through quite an ordeal over these recent years. The level of trauma every day that the average American faces is over the top. And, you know, what I've been seeing over these recent years is that folks are coming in both to work on the feelings that they're having, the symptoms that they're getting in response to current events. But these current events, whether it's experiencing violence in the community, whether it's losing someone close to you due to COVID, these current experiences are triggering earlier life experiences for folks as well. So, for example, I'm remembering right after the George Floyd murder, I had a young African-American woman come in for therapy, and she was in a state of extreme distress, depression, hopelessness. She was also panicking on a regular basis every time she heard certain stories on the news. She had suicidality. What the George Floyd murder had triggered for her was that her younger brother had died in police custody when she was when she was a teen. And she had full-blown post-traumatic stress disorder. And over the course of our treatment together, we went back. We went back to everything surrounding the death of her brother, everything that was unresolved around that. We processed the rage that she had that she never got to fully express at the time. She processed the grief. She processed the feelings of powerlessness that she'd been holding in her body for many, many years. She also brought in these triggers that were upsetting her life day to day, and we made those targets for our EMDR processing. And eventually we got to a place where she really felt like she was able to move the past into the past. She was able to grieve. She felt more empowered. And she started to think about what she wanted to do in the future. And that had to do with activism and using her voice and not remaining passive as the world is struggling with such incredible social injustices. And in EMDR, we also help people work on the future. So we help them take their new sense of self or their new beliefs about themselves and apply that, looking into the future and imagining what they want to do and how they want to do it. And we really help them translate that growth into action.
So the memory is not forgotten. The memory is brought back, and it's dealt with once you can bring it up and really and make it make sense and how one uses it.
Yeah, what we would say is the memory is processed and new information gets integrated, new information gets brought in. As you look at this memory anew from an adult present-day perspective, and we dump off all the stuff that you don't need to be carrying with you, right? The distress, the grief. It's not going to wipe out grief. If you've lost someone that you love, EMDR is not going to take anything away from you that you need to continue to heal that's important to you. But it's going to help you dump off the stuff that is holding you back, that is making you symptomatic. And it's not going to take the memory away from you. In fact, it's going to help you to be able to hold on to that memory and cherish it and access it in a new way, in a way that feels more satisfying.
Great. Dr. Quinn, I've got a caller with a question. Brown, good morning and welcome to VON. What's on your mind this morning?
Oh, God bless. I think it's very important, the research that they're doing. And two things come to mind, because I was going to study to be a clinical psychologist. So if I'm hearing right, what comes in the eye goes in the brain. What comes in there stays there, too. So you all have some, like, filters or triggers to help them get to a rationale so they can function on a daily basis. And there was two movies that jumped out at me. One was called Get Out, and the other one was about when Denzel Washington touched somebody and they take on the spirits of another person. So my curiosity was, when you say you can help them function on day-to-day living, you know, there's Dr. Joy DeGuria has something called post-traumatic slave syndrome, and y'all talked about post-traumatic syndrome from an army man being in the army, seeing people killed in a visual sense because blind people can't shoot blind people. I just want them to give me a little codification on how and what they use to bring that person back to rational functional daily weight. God bless.
Brown, thank you for that. Deborah, we probably got about 30 seconds, 60 seconds to wrap up. So if you can just give them something.
So it sounds like the question is about, the very end was the question about coming back from combat, from military. Did I understand that correctly?
I did hear that in there, yeah.
Yeah. So basically, again, we activate the memory, we bring it into the session, and the brain does the work. Right. What we know about this bilateral stimulation is that it reduces negative emotions, it reduces imagery vividness and arousal, and it increases recognition of true information and flexible thinking. So the client is able to think about the experience in a new and different way and is able to feel more settled and put that memory up on the shelf and see it at a distance rather than living in the world through that memory, from that place of activation, from that place of disturbance. And so whether I'm working with somebody who's just back from combat, whether I'm working with somebody who's just lost someone dear to them, whether I'm working with somebody around childhood, physical, sexual, emotional abuse or neglect, the work is the same. We find the memories that are still charged, that are still causing symptoms, and we activate it, we bring in the bilateral stimulation, the eye movement or other forms of bilateralization, and we move it to some form that is more resolved.
Every memory deserves respect. EMDR, the proven trauma therapy with the power to heal, by Michael Baldwin and Dr. Deborah Korn. Dr. Korn, thank you so much for your book, and thank you for coming on this morning and sharing these really wise thoughts with us. We can all use it because we all are experiencing trauma in some way. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Indeed. And I encourage you all to go out and get this book, Every Memory Deserves Respect, wherever you get your books, and please support your independent bookstores. With that, we're going to leave it right there. It's been a great day. Great to talk to the governor. Great to talk to the doctor. Great to talk to you. Great to hear from Randall Monroe. We'll come back and do it all again tomorrow. In the meantime, go out and do something good for yourself, and please do something good for somebody else. Candace, as always, tell us what's in the headlines. And Delvin, my man, let's celebrate Ramsey today. Do your thing. Take us home.